I will graduate from Boston University on May 16th, 2010. This is an honor for me because of the university's reputation and the culmination of hard work that my degree represents. Most of all, it is an honor to graduate from Boston University because my best friend and grandmother, Barbara Farrell McCauley, attended BU 70 years ago. Unfortunately, she will not be here to share in my accomplishment, as she passed away on my 16th birthday, but she is always in my heart, and often life reaches out to remind me that her love endures. 4 years ago, as I sat quietly on my couch, heart pounding with anticipation that the envelope in my hands might be an acceptance to Boston University, I knew she was with me. And when I pulled out the packet, all shiny red and white, "We are pleased to inform you," I knew she celebrated with me. Throughout my childhood, my grandmother and I were united by our purpose to help my mother, who worked full-time, with her daily tasks. We loved completing a daily to-do list. One day, we made a special stop to pick up some bulbs at the flower shop. We planted these daffodils, our secret, outside the kitchen window, so when they bloomed in spring, they would serve as a surprise Mother's Day gift for my mom. Daffodils hold a special meaning for me and remind me of my friendship with my grandmother and her great gift of faith that she shared with me. Throughout my college experience, there have been challenging times when I relied on my faith and that grandmother and my God were with me. During a particularly challenging day this spring, answers to what I would do after graduation eluded me. I received an email that reminded me to keep the faith on that day. This was the story sent to me in the email. The Daffodil Principle, written by Anonymous. Several times my daughter had telephoned to say, "Mother, you must come see the daffodils before they are over." I wanted to go, but it was a 2-hour drive. "I will come next Tuesday," I promised a little reluctantly on her third call. Next Tuesday dawned cold and rainy. Still, I had promised, and reluctantly I drove there. After about 20 minutes, we turned onto a small gravel road, and I saw a small church. On the far side of the church, I saw a hand-lettered sign with an arrow that read, "Daffodil Garden." We got out of the car, each took a child's hand, and I followed Carolyn down the path. Then, as we turned a corner, I looked up and gasped. Before me lay the most glorious sight. It looked as though someone had taken a great vat of gold and poured it over the mountain peak and its surrounding slopes. The flowers were planted in majestic, swirling patterns, ribbons and swaths of deep orange, creamy white, lemon yellow, salmon pink, and saffron and butter yellow. Each different colored variety was planted in large groups so that it swirled and flowed like its own river with its own unique hue. There were 5 acres of flowers. "Who did this?" I asked Carolyn. "Just one woman," Carolyn answered. "She lives on the property." We walked up to the house. On the patio, we saw a poster. "Answers to the questions I know you are asking," was the headline. The first answer was a simple one: 50,000 bulbs. The second answer was, "One at a time, by one woman. 2 hands, 2 feet, and 1 brain. The third answer was, "Began in 1958. For me, that moment was a life-changing experience. I thought of this woman, whom I had never met, who more than 40 years before had begun, one bulb at a time, to bring her vision of beauty and joy to an obscure mountaintop. Planting one bulb at a time, year after year, this unknown woman had forever changed the world in which she lived. One day at a time, she had created something of extraordinary magnificence, beauty, and inspiration. The principle her daffodil garden taught is one of the greatest principles of celebration. The end. I wondered, like so many other experiences, was this email a coincidence or a message of love from my grandmother? It reminded me that the most valuable answers are often the most straightforward. I believe God is present in the little to-dos, the planting of each bulb, a perfectly timed email. For me, this means having enough faith to take the first step after BU toward a career I love without worry. Having faith that the big picture will unfold.